Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We got a champion. We got a champion in the house that I can guarantee, as Bashaud Breeland steps in and sits down here on Tiki and Tierney, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm going to guess, Bashaud, that if this is before the season, you're not rolling 7 deep with the entourage.
No,
win the Super Bowl, and now the cameras come out. Everybody wants to document. What's going on, buddy?
Actually, these are my guys. You know what I mean? This is my barber. You know, celebrity barber. That's what he calls himself. That's Kirby Trendsetter. This is my engineer, artist. You know what I mean? I'm in the music as well. Hey, that's Flock Rock. We call him Gorilla Noise. He's a producer, an engineer.
I love it.
He do it all.
But this
is my crew, man. We together all the time. They keep me sane.
See, I wish I could walk around with a celebrity barber. I just do it myself. It takes like 30 seconds.
It's called a bick.
Exactly. A bick and done.
I
was going to say, congratulations,
yeah,
man.
Appreciate it.
I mean, this run was, I mean, we kind of saw it coming from last season, but this is your first season here.
Yeah.
But jumping into this ship and riding all the way to the top. I mean, that had to be an awesome ride for you guys.
Man, it was very special. You know what I mean? The journey was worth it. You know what I mean? Coming from my track record, other teams, bouncing around from team to team, Washington, Green Bay, finally getting to Kansas City. I missed my opportunity last year, and they got to the dance. You know what I mean? I'm kind of glad they didn't win it. I probably wouldn't be here, but at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, I was glad to see the success of the team. And knowing that I had a chance to come back this year, you know, it was great.
Yeah, one of the things, Bashaud, is that last year the Chiefs had a ridiculous offense. Yeah. Everybody knows how good Pat Mahomes is. He won the MVP. But the defense was lacking a little bit. You know, we all knew it. They were trying to outscore everybody. It changed this year. You, obviously, Tyrann Mathieu was there as well. What was the mentality on that side of the ball? Spags, obviously, is your coordinator.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like it was complete this year for the first time.
It's like you take a group of guys who the world counted out, say they're not fast enough, big enough, can't do this, you know what I mean?
Yep.
He don't need to be in the lead no more. You need to count him out. And you put those guys together, and with the leadership and of the group that we had, you know what I mean? It only built confidence within everybody. So everybody game elevated to another level. And with Patrick Mahomes, you know what I mean? Like, last year they kind of got complacent knowing that we can outscore anybody, you know what I mean? So defense ain't really do all that, you know what I mean? So when Patrick Mahomes got hurt this season, that's when you really saw the change of the defense. We came in and said, we about to change this around. This was about to be a defensive team.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, so it was times where defense won games for us, and it was time where offense had our back and let us know we still the top dogs on the team, too, so we can win games for y'all, too. But at the same time, we like that y'all helping us out.
By the way, when did you officially stop partying? That's what I need to know. So you win the Super Bowl, all right, in Miami. Well, you know you had the parade. We know you went bonkers that night. You probably had a club. Hopefully ownership rented out a big... I mean, did the champagne dry? When were things... You know, like when does the
it really
party
just
end?
Started.
When do people stop knocking on your door?
It really not going to stop. You know what I mean? Like, especially coming where I'm from, like, not being... I mean, everybody excited. You know what I mean? Like, they feel like they won the game with us. You know what I mean?
You mean your hometown?
Yeah, the hometown.
Yeah, I
mean, a lot of people in this world, like, Kansas City fans, 50 years.
You know, yeah, yeah.
50 years since they got the Super Bowl trophy. So, like, it weighs on them, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people feel like, I can go on home now, you know what I mean? I done live for what I wanted to live for. And it been a great drive, you know what I mean? Great motivation for us, the team, to get this form. You know what I mean? It was a great feeling.
It's a great franchise, great players. Bashaud Breeland's with us. I got a tough one for you. All right, you got to answer it the right way. I know you'll keep it real. Better game day atmosphere, Lambeau or Arrowhead?
That's a good one.
Maybe the two best venues
in the
NFL.
You.
What do you think, man?
I mean, right now I got to give it to Arrowhead, you know what I mean? we was in a winning team. You know
they,
what I mean?
They writing
winning
the checks, squads. Too. Like, they writing your checks, too,
yeah,
right
Yeah, but we really were winning.
My
time in Green Bay, you know what I mean? We really wasn't winning.
Oh, that's right. McCarthy got fired. That was an ugly scene.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, with the ups and downs with the coaches. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Like, during that time, like the fans was really trying to figure out what was going on. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, Green Bay got some of the most loyal fans as well. You know what I mean? I played for one of, like, the top franchises, Redskins,
yep.
Green Bay, and yeah. Chiefs Kingdom. You know what I mean? So, I'm used to the fan base being what it is, and the Chiefs Kingdom is just – remarkable.
Had That's you great. Played out there before you? Before you
yeah,
joined
I played them on Monday night. So Monday night with the Redskins, we played them Monday night. You know what I mean? It was loud then. You know what I mean? Like Monday night, the crowd was crazy.
I finally got the Redskins. We didn't.
We lost by 10 points or a touchdown, something like that. We almost pushed overtime. But Alex Smith got it done.
Alex Smith is an underrated quarterback.
Yeah, he really is. He was, man. A lot of this winning and success of the Kansas City Chiefs, you know what I mean? You got to tip your hats off to him. He was starting coach of it. And you know, he feel like he won this Super Bowl with us.
Let me ask you a question.
That's interesting.
One of the things, and Tiki was this way, mm-hmm. because he wasn't a first-round pick. He was early in the second mm-hmm. round, mm-hmm. and he became a superstar. But it didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But it was with the same team, obviously, the Giants. Some players just...
The Giants.
He's laughing at the
Giants. He's a Carolina boy.
Some players just need to hit the right spot, get in the right room, get the right coach, have that belief. What was different, if you can verbalize, what was different in Washington and Green Bay versus Kansas City, just for you? Yeah. I don't mean the team or the mm-hmm. fans,
and Washington,
for you.
In Washington, I was young. I was very young, you know what I mean? Like, coming in the league, you know what I mean? Drafted in the fourth round, you know what I mean? When they draft you in the fourth round, you think you're a developmental player, you know, special team.
Yeah.
Came in, the injuries played the team, so I was forced into action right away, you know what I mean? Like, I had my ups and downs. It was a great experience in Washington, but I was young. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? It was a lot of things that was thrown my way. I didn't know that. I handle. And more things came with maturity. When I got to Green Bay, I was dealing with injuries, so it was another step of adversity that I had to overcome, you know what I mean? But when I got to Kansas City, like, I felt at home. You know what I mean? The energy, the welcoming, like they made me fit right in. You know what I mean? I didn't have a time where I had to get acclimated to the team. I felt like I already knew everybody. You know what I mean? It just mixed right in.
Is that because of Reed or is that because of Mahomes?
Yeah, I was going to ask about
it. It's because of the team. You know what I mean? Coach Reed, he do
the construction of the team?
Yeah,
like the players.
Start from up top. They do a good job of building and putting people in the right position to lead their team. You know what I mean? And Tyron, you got Mahomes, Kelsey, they got good leadership
pacing
around every position. And those guys, they're not selfish. You know what I mean? They not just want to win for them. They want to win for the team. They want everybody to succeed. And I saw that when I got here. Man, when I got here, they already had goals established. We going to the win the Hunt Trophy, and we going to the Lombardi. You know what I'm saying? So I had to come in. All I had to do was come in and fall in line and get on the same page as them.
Yeah, tell us about Andy Reid, because I didn't know him as a player, only as a opponent to him. And he was my coach in the Pro Bowl one year. But
I only had
Andy.
A year, 6 months with him. This is my first time really being as a player, mm-hmm. like him as my coach. And everything that is said about Coach Reed is true. He is as advertised. You know what I mean? His players, coach, you know how to mix and mingle with every player. You know what I mean? But at the same time, he got this stiffness about him. Like, I mean business. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you come in and do what you right thing, like, and do the right things, you good.
But he doesn't take it. He doesn't take it.
Yeah,
junk,
unless you know what I mean.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If you come in, you one of them ones that causes distraction to the team. Like, there's nobody on this team is bigger than the team.
Mm-hmm.
And you sense that before. He even opened his mouth to say a word.
Yeah, oh, I got you. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he got that grandfather feel.
Yeah.
He might give you the King Kong Bundy splash. Let me ask you this, Bashaw Breland's with us here in studio, Chiefs Corner, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. The way, you know, the NFL goes now, and you know, the pass, you know, so every conversation Tiki and I have is about quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And we started the show with Dak Prescott, right? You played against Dak for a couple of years with mm-hmm. the Redskins. And the term elite has gotten a little lazy. And mm-hmm. it's almost a little improperly defined,
if you will. It's stat-driven. It's stat-defined, which is not actually the case.
Yep. Mm. And they haven't paid him yet. Now, you actually lined up against him a few times. When you look at Dak Prescott, I'm curious, as a competitor, do you see a guy that can slice you up and beat you, or do you see more of a system guy? Because they haven't paid him yet.
I mean, I'm not one of them guys that call a guy a system guy, you know what I mean? Like, because some guys, you go certain places, like, the coaching techniques, the coaching styles, you know what I'm saying? It really elevates your game, you know what I mean? Like, so I wouldn't just say that he's a system guy, you know what I mean? I played against Dak, like, he's been a winner since I've been there, you know what I mean? Yeah. It was hard for us to even beat him, you know what I mean? Like, and a guy that wins, like, you know what I mean? Like, one of those guys, like, some people don't have all the attributes as players, but you can't judge his heart. You know what I mean? His heart can make him a superstar, that this guy with all the talent. You know what I mean? They can be the same way. You know what I mean? I feel like Dak, one of the ones who, you know what I'm saying, he's driven to win. You know what I'm saying? He all for his team. And he one of them guys that, you know what I'm saying? Like I've been winning. I've been doing this. Like, some people, it's hard to really get to those big games, get in the playoffs to get wins. It's not all on the quarterback. You know what I mean? The quarterback can do his job, and other guys can lack at theirs, and then the team effort is not where it need to be, so we're not winning. Yeah, but the quarterback get the most pressure and the most heat.
I
feel like
and the most money.
Exactly. I feel like a guy, his nature, you know, with all that, those intangibles, everything that's being said, like, he deserves his money, deserves his pay.
I agree with you. You know, a guy who's not a system guy, never will be confused as a system guy, is your quarterback, Pat Mahomes. And I wonder, because he does stuff in games that just like, how the hell is he doing? Like, what does he? He doesn't practice his stuff, obviously. Or does he?
Like, he's a big kid, you know what I'm saying? You see him every day in practice, bro. Like, he tried new stuff, like, you know what I mean? So that's why coaches really feel confident in allowing him to do things in the game, because I'm going to show you I can do this in practice before I try to go do this in the game. Mm-hmm. You're not one of the ones that I'm just going to try to make this spectacular play in this game, and I never practiced a day in my life, you know what I mean?
Like, yep.
He always followed on his mechanics, and that's why I admire so much about Patrick Mahomes' games. Like, you really can see how slow the game to him while he's playing.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It takes me back to Patrick Ewing when he was coaching his first year. And he's getting on one of his forwards. He's like, did you practice taking a one-footed jump
shot?
That's
right.
It's like, no, you didn't practice that, so don't do it in the game.
Patrick lit him up. I don't think people realize how big Mahomes is. Like, thick trunk. He's a big boy. He's big. Tough to bring down.
He is. You know what I mean? He's one of those strangely athletes. Like, he don't look like he can move, he can run, but he'll outrun you. He don't look like he'll break this tackle, but he'll break that tackle. You know what I mean? Like, he very smart. He know when to take his shots. He know when to get down. He know when to throw the ball away. He know when to throw it deep and get his guy to play. But he's one of the quarterbacks. I'm going to give my guy 50-50 balls and let him go get it.
Yeah.
He trusts in his arm. You know what I mean? He's a confident quarterback. And he bleed Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, you gotta love him if you're a Chiefs fan. Really, if you're an NFL fan, you love him. Yeah, let's take us to the Super Bowl for a minute, if you can, you know, go back a couple weeks. All right, it felt like the 49ers were unbeatable. Right, they had a great run game. I mean, they ran for what 250-60 yards or whatever it was.
Hot boys was out all year.
Exactly, and Jimmy Garoppolo didn't really have to do nothing. But were you guys confident against him? Because you got to him. Like, up front, you started to get to him. Chris Jones, even he wasn't getting to him. He's jumping up and knocking down passes. You flustered him. You had the interception at the second quarter. Like, what did you see when you guys attacked this 49ers defense? Because a lot of people didn't think you could beat them.
They came out trying to establish the run on us, the outside zone. But we
knew that was coming.
Yeah, everybody knew that. But at the same time, they weren't expecting us to be hands-on in the passing game. They thought they was going to come out and pass it more than expected. You know what I mean?
Like,
they was really getting like 5-6 yards a pop on the outside in the beginning of the game. You know what I'm saying? We really had to find out how to stop the outside running game. But they ended up eventually stopping themselves and start doing play action and really allow us to really do what we're good at. You know what I'm saying? Be physical. You know what I mean? Like, at the line of point of attack and give our D-line time to run. You play action. Like, we get time to put our hands on receivers and slow them down. Our rush going to get there. Frank Clark, Chris Jones, they're going to do what they do. You know, you got Pinnell, you got a lot of guys on our D-line that really can get after the quarterback. All you got to do is give them time.
Did you sense, because we talked about this and we certainly sensed this, there weren't many penalties, outside of a few holding, false starts, some procedural stuff. Did you get a sense early that the refs were going to let you play? Because they let you guys, a pretty physical game.
One thing you got to know in playoff football, you know what I mean, with the TV contracts, you can't play so long. They can't really let them go so long. But nah, like, you know what I mean? Point. Like, early on in the game, they really was letting us really play. You know what I mean? Our coach teaches let our hand slip early. They call it early. We got a chance to overcome it.
Yeah.
Try not to do it late in the game. But the style of corners that we had, the style of DBs we got, we're very physical.
But that played,
so
that
it's going, the penalty is going to come.
That played into your strengths, though.
Yeah, it
let y'all be it let dogs. Be let y'all be mean, right?
Be who we are. Yeah.
Man,
throughout the year, champion. They want to see points.
Oh, you trust me.
So they're going to get an offensive little advantage to get those points.
Unless, unless you bet the under.
But when you play in the playoffs, defense win games.
Yeah.
So they're going to allow you to play.
All right. So now We have about 30 seconds. You want the contract next year? You are, right?
Nah, I'm a free agent. Yeah, unrestricted free agent.
Jets facilities right up the road. Go say hi to my boys. We'll keep you around.
We need some secondary help as well. My side.
He's a Giant. I'm with the Jets. Bashad, congrats on the championship.
Hey, awesome. Appreciate it, man.
Wasn't easy for you. Bounce around a little Redskins by your own admission. Maybe not really ready to be a pro at that point. Then with Green Bay, you were hurt. And then it all clicked for you at the age of 20. Has a pick in the Super Bowl, and he's a champ now. Great to meet you, man.
Everything, man.
Pretty happened good, right? Pretty good life?
Yes, sir.
Bashad Breeland in the house. Good stuff. So, you know, by the way, look at that piece of ice. I'm jealous, man. Who did I ask to wear? Oh, Scantling.
Yeah.
Did you notice we had Scantling?
Yeah, he shot you down.
Yeah, and you know, that's why Scantling had a bad season. He did. He had a bad season. Yeah. I bet you if I said, Bashad, let me see that. I bet you let me see it.
Yeah,
that
man,
that's
kind of
guy?
For me, man. Let's put the ice on, yeah, right? Baby.
Let me hold this for a second.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Season. Thank you. Chiefs are a hell of a team to watch.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.